The film that won the top prize at this year's South by Southwest Film Festival is, by all accounts, a sweet and sunny college romance. What is it called? Well, we can't tell you exactly. Critic Bob Mondello explains.
We'll get to the title in a sec, but first let me introduce Alex. He's a college freshman, pleasant, kind of dweeby Texas kid, living 1,000 miles away from his family for the first time, and truth be told, as this Friday afternoon turns to evening, feeling lonely. His hard-drinking roommate and he have nothing in common, but with a long weekend staring him in the face, Alex reaches out.
Do you know if there are any parties tonight?
And here's where we hear the title, taken from a collegiate party spot.
Yeah, house is having a party.
Like the house is called house?
Mm-hmm.
See why we can't say it?
It's kind of far, but my buddy Seb said it's going to be fire.
Fire.
Huh?
Being at a party when he doesn't know anyone does little to make Alex feel less lonely. I mean, there's activity, a co-ed who pulls him into a clinch, for instance, and bites his lip.
Ouch.
You're trouble, aren't you?
I'm trouble?
But it's still pretty early in the evening when Maggie, who's also left the party, discovers him back in the dorm's lounge staring soulfully at the ceiling. She takes pity.
Do you want to, like, go hang out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to. What do you want to do? Why, what are we...
I was thinking we could go to the Grand Canyon.
That is not what Grand she was Canyon. Thinking. Not at all.
Do you have a car?
I'm talking about, like, going to my room and, like, hanging out there instead of here.
Oh. Like to kiss and have sex? Is that what you were asking?
I guess so.
Do you even know my name?
She does not. But their evening together has begun, an evening that first-time writer-director Cooper Reif, who also plays Alex, has shaped as a sort of collegiate version of the walk-and-talk romances director Richard Linklater made about an intellectual couple communing in Paris before sunrise or sunset or whatever. Alex and Maggie are less fully formed at 19, so their talk is less heady, but Reif keeps the chatter philosophical.
What I'm saying is, like, college is, and, like, it should be, the most selfish time of your life. Like, the agenda here is not to learn how to be a great friend.
Okay. What is the agenda? Figure out who you are?
Actually, it is.
I want other people to help me in that. Like, I want other people to be a part of my identity.
I think it's about, like, figuring out who you are separate from other people and, like, taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I just don't like college.
Does Alex sound vulnerable and Maggie grounded? Well, they're both still feeling their way in a slice of campus life that'll seem familiar to anyone who spent freshman year either homesick or with emotional armor deployed. Maggie's got hers fully up the next morning, and Alex kind of doesn't know what hit him when she walks by as his roommate is examining his cell phone.
Oh my God, you sent her so many messages.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. See you.
Are you sure that was the girl?
Yeah.
It just seems like she didn't know that you existed.
Reif wears his heart so visibly on his sleeve during all this that you have to imagine there's a lot of him in the leading man. Dylan Galula's Maggie is sensitive in a way that's harder to read, but that's by design. Everything is by design, actually, in a filmmaking debut so accomplished and guileless and altogether winning that it's frustrating that it's saddled with a title suggesting none of those qualities. I mean, so is Schitt's Creek, I suppose, but I can say that because you know how that one's spelled. Let's just say that the house that brought these tremendously appealing kids together isn't spelled that way. I'm Bob Mondello.